You're gonna die.
Give me 1 second, because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face, by default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Do I remember my keys, or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
I think it's a full dummy.
God, I smell dog shit.
Welcome to the Absurdity Podcast.
You're welcome.
Follow us on Facebook at Absurd Entertainment. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter at Absurdity69. Go to the YouTube channel and hit subscribe. And that's Absurd Entertainment as well.
That is absurd.
That way you always know when a new episode comes out. Also on Spotify.
He didn't like that one bit.
No, I regret poking my eye now.
I get automatic.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be like, I regret being in the show.
I mean, that too. That's like a weekly thing, but you know, that's different.
Glad we pulled you in.
But no, I regret, like, because my eye was like, my eyelid was all folded up weird.
It was just a bad time. Sorry. Didn't mean to do that. Continue.
Anyway, check out our Patreon, Absurd Entertainment. As little as $1 a month will get you off the rails where we rate different beers every time we record it.
We're going to do it tonight.
We're going to do it tonight.
And more to come.
Teaser,
yeah.
Plus, well, I mean, we won't do it tonight. Like, they're tonight. Does it come out on the same day?
No.
I didn't think so. So it's not happening tonight.
Not there tonight. Or tonight.
There's going to be one person be like, it didn't come out on the same night.
Where the fuck is it?
What is going on?
It'll be there Thursday.
Yeah. Time's a social construct, dude. It doesn't matter what night it comes out on.
Yeah, dude. Anyways, I'm Cameron.
I know, right? It's so hard to like get a break.
Not yet. I'm not Cameron. Hold on.
I'm not Cameron yet.
Not yet. I was starting to introduce myself. I was still talking.
So. Yeah, that's rude, wasn't it?
Now,
anyways,
I'm
what's going on?
Okay. Now I'm Cameron. Okay. Let's wait a second. Deep breath, everyone. Now I'm Cameron.
I'm Jake.
Fuck you, dude.
No, I'm
fuck
you.
Off.
You're me.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
No, fuck you. I'm Cameron. Eventually, I am.
Welcome.
Yeah. So, actually, it was my...
Wait, you're Cameron.
No, I'm Cameron.
Not in this universe.
Not in this universe.
This is a different world.
This is a different world. Yeah.
My daughter and my oldest daughter and my wife share a birthday.
Yeah.
So that was just recently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went out for...
It's a ghost.
Like both their birthdays, that we went to Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Had them rolls.
Oh, mm.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday night, I took her out by myself. Like just me and her. Just by myself. I left her at home.
Mm-hmm. You just went out by yourself to celebrate your wife's birthday.
Yeah.
I get it.
No, we had a date. We had a date.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we're going to try grape. No, but we really did go on a date. It was really fun.
Oh, where'd you guys go?
We went to I think it's called S&B's Burger Joint.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a sports bar. But we just went there for pre-dinner drinks. Yeah, tried a couple different beers there.
Mm-hmm. Try anything you like?
The first one I got was really good. I can't remember what it was, but it was a sour.
Uh-huh.
The second one,
got to take notes.
The second one was absolute dog
just
shit.
Ass.
It tasted like black licorice.
Ooh, rip.
Yeah. I couldn't drink it. Like, I got halfway. I powered through it as much as I could. And I was like, I can't fucking drink this anymore.
Mm.
So then after that, we went to Los Cabos
mm.
and ate there. It was really good.
Oh, yeah, Los Cabos is awesome.
Yeah, I had a Corona while I was there.
Nice.
And she had a strawberry margarita.
Mm. I would have had just a regular margarita, but I feel you.
Did you try to make a joke and be like, can I have one Delta and one Omicron, please?
No,
oh,
I didn't do that
because
I'm normal.
No, you're not.
Okay. Anyways, after that, we went to the casino.
Oh, which one? Which one?
The Racino.
Oh.
Yeah, we went there.
Did you win any doll hairs?
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Full dolls, actually.
I put in 20 and I won 160.
That's always nice.
Yeah. I wanted to keep going, but that was like...
I mean, it pretty much pays for your night. Like,
what I did was I put in 20.
Uh-huh.
I was... This makes me so... I was literally so fucking close to winning the jackpot on this machine.
Mm-hmm.
The jackpot was $12,000.
Oh, that would have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
That would have been high.
Yeah. I said... like, I was... I mean, literally, like, it was a machine and, like, it was a slot.
Yeah.
And it showed, like, three coins. Mm-hmm. And then those three coins gave me three slots on this wheel. And the wheel kept spinning and spinning. And it said the mega.
Mm-hmm.
Mega was coming. Got into the first one. It was coming into the first one slow.
Mm-hmm.
Went past the first one. Past the middle one. got real slow at the last one, and then just went right past it. I was like, motherfucker.
That's how they want you to keep going.
I was like, you know what? If I would have won that, I would have literally just shit my pants right there. I'd have been like, can you bring my mom money and extra clothes? Because I just pooped.
What they're hoping is that you'll be like, ooh, I was so close. Let me try again.
No, so what I did was, instead of being a fucking idiot about it, I went and cashed out, got my 160 in cash, and then went and put another 20.
Yeah.
That way I'm not using the 160. Yeah. That way I'm at least coming out on top.
Yeah.
So we came out with 140.
Well, kind of, unless you lost 160 again.
No, I was like, I mean, like, we were like, we'll just put this last 20 in and we're done. We're not doing any more. But it was cool. I haven't gambled in, fuck, I can't even tell you how long.
It's been since I worked at the casino, and it was like right when I started the casino. The
last time I gambled was when I did pest control. We did like a convention in Norman.
Mm-hmm.
And my boss is a
gambling
addict. Well, my ex-boss.
He's got a disease.
But he would just give me like $100 and be like, hey, go.
Go play.
Sometimes I'd be like,
go play.
Sometimes I'd be like, all right, I'll try. Other times I'd just like walk around and put the money in my pocket.
Just
and
buy some beers.
Just come back and be like, oh, lost it all. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
And he'd be like, oh, here's another. Go have fun. And so I'd end up leaving with like $300-$400 because he would just keep handing me $100 bills. And I just put them all in my pocket. And I'm like, I literally came out a winner.
That's gambling.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best type of gambling. I literally
didn't have to gamble at all.
He's gambling, actually.
He forced me. He like sat there next to me one time, and put the $100 in himself.
Uh-huh.
And I got up to like $720. Uh-huh. And he was like, just keep fucking going, max bet. I lost every fucking thing. I was like, I had $750, asshole. Why did you take that from me? Why?
You can't gamble with a gambler. They don't stop.
He was like, it's my money anyway. It was just, I'm like, fuck, man. That could have been my money. I could have gave you the 100 back and still had $650.
Yeah. That's like me being like, ooh, this could be your bonus.
He was like, he was super drunk because he just kept having beers brought to him. And he won $25,000 that night.
Oh, yeah. He's having a good time. He doesn't fucking care about a couple hundred bucks.
$700. Yeah, 700 was like chump change to him. Yeah. But to me, it was like a fucking massive amount of money.
Yeah, that's like a paycheck almost.
Yeah.
I mean, that, yeah.
It was wonderful. Anyways, that's been my week.
It
so
was
far.
Wonderful.
Nice.
But I did grill on Sunday, which was the first time I've grilled in so long.
Yeah, the weather was so fucking perfect.
And made some pork chops. And it was really, really
good. And then Monday punched us in the dick.
Yeah, Monday fucking sucked. Yeah,
Monday hit us.
Monday was rough. I was outside all day.
Mm-hmm. It's sucky rain.
I was in Oklahoma City where it rained very hard.
Yep.
All day long.
Mm-hmm.
And my work hat is disgusting because I sweat in it all the time and I touch dirty locks and then take my hat off and put it back on.
Mm-hmm.
It got very wet and was dripping brown water.
The hat tea.
Chocolate.
It was so gross.
Oh yeah. Like
it's a chocolate fountain.
When I like soak my hats, like to clean them up, it's gross because you make a lot of oil up here.
Yeah.
A lot of
I took my hat off at the end of the day and my hair was like,
yeah, it's up on there. It's dead skin cells. That's all it is.
Yeah. It's dead skills. It's dead skin cells that get wet.
Yeah. It's like the sweat and the oil and that just gunk. It's just fucking smegma. Yeah.
I took my hat off and then like let my hair dry out in the van on the drive home from Oklahoma City. My hair was crusty.
From the hat?
Yeah. I came home and immediately hopped in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I gotta, I feel disgusting. I left my hat in the van overnight to just let it dry. I put it on this morning. I was like, oh, God, it smells so bad. It smells so bad.
It didn't dry. It fermented.
Yeah. Soak it in baking soda and laundry soap.
Really deep clean it.
Just don it. Just fucking don it.
Yeah, just gonna have to, don and fuck it. I'm just throwing it in the fire pit. I'll ask my boss for a new one.
Yeah, that's probably the best, actually.
I have the same thing. I have like an old Texas hat that's like basically almost all white except for the very front that's black.
I don't know why, but when you held your hand, like I imagined it was a cowboy hat.
Like a full-on 5-gallon hat.
Just Texas in the front of it.
Howdy. Gets real fucking gross.
But no, I mean, that thing.
Texas don't mess with Texas. Because
when I was wearing that hat, I was working sanding bodies and everything. So, I mean, that hat. I mean, it went from white to fucking
dark brown.
It says
everything's bigger in Texas except for me.
Yeah. Except me.
No, because I always wear like 9-inch high cowboy boots.
9-inch, like the platform boots.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking Gene Simmons in a cowboy hat.
But they're full on like snake skin boots.
All the way down the sole.
All the way snake skin. Snake head on the tip.
The tip has the tongue hanging out.
What up, guys? DK here. You know, since last we met at the table, it was a, I'm going to say, a shitty work week, to say the least. Inventory and retail is suck. And, you know, it's just, I'm going to leave it at that. But I did have a wonderful weekend. I went down to Oklahoma City on Saturday with my girlfriend, Shy, and she met my best friend, Bryce, and my godchild. And we went to the Science Museum, and oh my God, it was just, it was really, really busy. We had to park like a mile away, it felt like, but it was still, I love the Science Museum because at heart, I'm still just, you know, fucking 10-year-old.
Same.
But like did the, was, oh man, like didn't do the whole thing because there was like some like jungle gym shit that I wanted to get to, but by the time Ever got tired, you know, it's time to go. So yeah. When a 4-year-old gets tired, you got to leave.
You can't push that.
Yeah. Like,
you can't, you it's can't not worth like, it. Okay, one more hour. No, that's a miserable fucking
yeah,
hour.
Yeah, no, it's bad. It was awesome. Got a Airbnb in Edmond, and it was just like this little townhouse apartment thing. It was really cute. And ate dinner at, it was called, oh my God.
Edmond's really nice too.
I like it. I've considered moving there several times, at least the Oklahoma City area, that South Edmond.
Yeah.
Yeah. But man, what was that? It was like bricked up.
I put that brick in your face.
What you gonna do with it?
But fuck. Oh my
fucking
God.
Fucking love stitches.
I've never heard that unironically.
Put a molly in her ass, motherfucker.
That'll get you in trouble.
Yeah. Trouble.
God damn it. What was that place called?
Put a molly in her ass, trouble, get you bricked trouble. Up.
Anyways, it was just like it was like a brick oven fire, like brick oven fired pizza place.
Okay.
And they made like individual pizzas, and they
were like really the best pizzas.
Oh yeah, it was super good. I mean, the crust, in my opinion, could have used like a little bit more like a garlic herb rub or something on it.
You gotta have some seasoning on that.
It was a little bit bland on the crust, but the toppings definitely made up for it. It was really, really good mozzarella, really, really good cured pepperoni. It was, oh my God. But and then, you know, just black olives, because black olives are
amazing.
Yeah.
Black olives need to be on everything, almost.
Black olives on titties.
You all slurp a black olive off of any titty.
I just
any titty.
All right.
But
bet I'll put one right on my nipple.
Don't test me. I need money on Patreon.
No, but, we're related. That's gross.
Let's get tingled in the hair and everything.
Sunday, I actually met her parents, because her parents live in Edmond. So went over to their place, met her little baby sister. She's got like an 11-month-old sister. And then they took us out to lunch at Yokozuna, and then drove home. But when we came home, we went home like 66 for a while. So we went by Pops and went through Arcadia and like just kind of cruised through there, and then got
took
home.
The scenic route.
Yeah, I took the scenic route a little bit, but I went to Pops. And when I got to Pops, like I was just like overwhelmed with decisions, and I didn't even get a soda. I was just like, well, because there was already so many people in there because it was Sunday and it was fucking perfect. And
that situation stresses me out. Like I get, that's the only time I get anxiety is when there's like shit tons of people,
and then you know there's thousands and thousands of different sodas to choose from at Pops, and I'm just like looking at the wall of sodas, and I'm like,
fuck it, I don't want anything.
Yeah, I'm good. I've got a bottle of water in the car. I'm ready to go. Yeah,
that's exactly how I am. That's
my most comfortable moment, is like just looking at chaos and being like, I can make my
way. If I play mini golf with the kids and there's like four families waiting, I'm like, let's fucking go. All right, let's pick
ready
up the ball.
Ready to play.
Pick up the ball. Let's move to the next one. Come on.
No, I start drinking beer with all the dads. Start a party. Like, let the kids do what they want to do. Make their own separate thing.
That shit stresses me out.
It was a good weekend, though. Good time. Good little trip.
No, it was a really good weekend.
I had a great
weekend. It was a nice weekend, too. Like, the weather was really nice all weekend long.
It was.
Good times.
I'm a Ron Swanson, all yo asses, and I'm a man with a name, and I've done things. And that's all you need to know.
That he won't explain.
That's all you're getting this week?
Yes.
That's it.
Moving on.
Hello, everyone. It's good to see you again. Jake here. And I have a recommendation for a show this week that I would like you guys to see on Netflix called Downfall, A Case Against Boeing. If you guys recall, back in 2018, Boeing had an incident where they let out their new 737 Maxes. And they had, I don't remember the exact dates, but they had one crash that killed, like 180, 160 or so people. And they claimed no responsibility for it, saying it was a technical issue, and saying that the Ethiopian pilots weren't good enough to fly the planes, so they would never fly by our standards. And then another plane crashed with the same incident 5 months later, in total killing over 300 people, and they still refused all responsibility for it.
Well, first of all, fuck Netflix.
But also, the 737, that model of 737 got
it got recalled.
Yeah, it got recalled. It recently got unrecalled.
Yeah, I was, after I listened to it, I was reading up on it on my way here, and so President Trump had said, recalled all of them, but there was actually pilots that didn't want to fly to storage because, I mean, they were having serious issues because they had put in a system that goes into the plane that they didn't train any pilots about for money issues. You should go watch it. There's a lot of history that goes into it. It kind of goes into American economics going back into the 40s, 50s, 60s, all the way up until modern time and those two crashes. It's a lot of good information. It kind of gives you a little bit of insight into you can kind of use it as a little bit of a metaphor for when you see a lot of these companies and how they've progressed over the years of something that was trusted before and then kind of morphed into something where you're trying to beat competition by making cheaper things faster.
Cutting them corners.
Well, all of the corners.
Unless this comes out on a different platform, I won't see it.
Yeah, I don't have Netflix right now. That's my thing.
I have boycotted Netflix. $21 a month is insane.
Yeah, that is true.
Secondly, they're now testing in South America where you can't share your profile. It cannot be used on two different locations at once. They're testing it. It's not implemented yet, but they're testing it.
They're saying two at once. You can't have
probably two different IPs at once.
You can't
at once.
So but if I'm paying for my profile, you don't tell me. What if I'm out of town working and my wife's home, mm-hmm. and we both want to watch Netflix?
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna fuck us over because of that? I'm paying for that shit. Don't tell me what I can do with it.
I mean, they can. That's the whole problem.
That's why I'm paying for it. Yeah. That's why I'm not using it. They lost a customer because they're assholes. And they just keep jacking up their prices.
Hulu went up, though, too.
I was going to say, Hulu does the same thing. Hulu
also is giving me ESPN Plus and Disney Plus.
Mm. Yeah, so, but you can get a bunch of deals on Netflix. If you just look at the deals, you can get the same deals at other places depending on what time you get onto them. They always do some kind of weird deals.
Mine's $18 a month for all three of those.
It's
been that way for a year.
Yeah, I get emails all the time, be like, get Netflix, ESPN, and something, and Disney Plus for $30 a month.
Yeah, I'm still paying $18 through Hulu to get Disney Plus and ESPN Plus.
I just don't like Hulu because Hulu, you have to pay for Hulu, and then you have to pay for the channel on Hulu.
Which, if it's Stars, yeah, but that's the only ones you have to pay for, I think.
Yeah.
No, so I have to pay for HBO.
HBO's not on Hulu. HBO's on its own.
HBO has its own app now. HBO
Max. Oh, now. Okay. I had it when HBO was still on there where I was like, I don't want to pay for it. I don't want to pay for Hulu and then also pay for HBO just to watch it, a TV show or two.
It's it was just HBO putting, it was using it as their platform. And I mean, some of them still do it. Stars does it. There is sections on Hulu that is Stars platform. But I like Hulu just because I watch more shows than, if I'm going to watch a movie and I can't get it on Amazon, Prime, I can rent it on Amazon Prime for $2. And $2 for me is a justifiable 2 hour investment of my time.
Yeah. Dollar an hour.
I just like stand up comedy and documentaries. So Netflix kind of works for me. I don't like Netflix. Well, I don't hate Netflix, but
I don't have any specific feelings towards Netflix.
I don't like some of the things, but I understand why they do it, the secrecy with their statistics and everything, their analytics. I understand that to an extent, and the security they have with their employees. I understand that, and there's been a lot of people that have been breaching it recently for progressive reasons, and then they try to say that it's for other reasons, but it's no, you just leaked their statistics, and they have a very strict rule about their statistics. You don't leak them. It's you're going to get fired. The big thing was the Dave Chappelle special that came out, where a trans worker from Netflix had leaked the analytics of the special and then got fired. And they were saying that they got fired because they were the lead creator of the trans was about to say rebellion, protest in Netflix, and that was technically true. They were the creator of that, and then also they gave her a slap on the wrist for that, and then later on she also leaked the analytics, where they're like, all right, we already slapped your hand once, and then you did a big no-no, so bye-bye. Because Netflix is fine with, like if their employees have something to say, like, Netflix, from my understanding, Netflix is usually, like, kind of listens. They don't just let people off because they said, like, oh, I don't like this thing.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, let's talk about it. From my understanding, I could just have not seen the cases, because I was looking for specifically the ones that I found.
Yeah, indeed. I mean,
you go to work.
It's a smart move, though. They have control over their analytics. You only know what they want you to know.
You sign an NDA when you go to work there.
Exactly.
Any of these like tech companies, tech-based company, which at the end of the day, that's all that, I mean, Netflix is. It's a fucking cloud sharing system.
Yeah.
It's tech-based.
It's just a streaming service.
So, yeah, their shit, they don't want that shared. But that's like, you go anywhere, you're going to sign an NDA for that. So, if you break the rules of your NDA.
You break the rules.
That's you fucked up. Rules is rules.
Yeah. And they're very explicit about their rules. They're like, these are the rules. You can do a lot of things. Just don't do these. And then you do them. And then you get surprised that you have consequences. You can't just say sorry for everything.
I do. Yeah. Talk my way out of anything. Nah.
He's going to leak our analytics next week, and then we have to have a meeting.
I'll leak our analytics right now.
I talk about our analytics. I talked about our analytics in our pre-show.
Well, also NDA.
I did not sign an NDA.
No,
so
we have no NDA here. So.
Well, also, like, half of our analytics are already just, like, views that they can already see on YouTube. What's our analytics? How many people saw? 8. All right, there's the analytics. Yay!
The question is, how many people actually watched the
whole thing? How many watched? How many saw?
See, I don't like to look at that because then I get sad. I'm like, oh, they really like that initial 3 minutes.
After that, they really didn't care.
God, yeah, it's like right when they heard my voice, they're just like, fuck that white boy. Get out of here.
It's weird. It's always right when Jake introduces himself when the views just drop.
At the end of the show, the last minute, I'm gonna be like, and I'm Jake, bye.
You just don't introduce yourself to the end of the show.
Drop off in literally the last minute. Damn it. Every time
I just fade out your mic.
So just slowly throughout the show, just slowly at the end, like,
at the end it's just no sound coming through.
Just him talking.
I think you have such free access to your knee. So scratchable in case I have an itch. Yeah.
The flap.
You can actually have that as like, you know, like how you have like inside pockets on a trench coat, you have an inside pocket on your thigh rib.
On your thigh rib.
So
tuck shit in your pocket.
You just pull open that thigh pocket.
Dude, how cold is it outside right now? 45?
I'll say 35.
But look at what it feels like though. Scroll down to what it feels like.
It probably feels like 40.
Feels like 37.
Yeah. That's more like it.
Yeah, I did not. You know, after what, 80 something on Sunday?
Well, there's been no sun for 2 days. Like, all of yesterday was just heavy downpour and clouds, and then all of today has just been heavy downpour. Well, not heavy, but downpour and clouds.
I mean, starting next week, we're going to be in the mid to upper 70s,
which is ridiculously high this fast. I want some 60s. I want some mid to upper 60s.
Monday and Tuesday is mid to upper 70s. Wednesday is like 63, 64.
Yeah, because in my house on Sunday, like, it wasn't that hot, but being in a tin can with a kind of working AC unit, it got pretty hot in there. I tried to turn on my AC one time, it said 82, and I'm like, I don't like this anymore.
I just opened up my windows and my door.
So we did Sunday too. Chilled. Just had the doors and windows open.
I had my door, but it's not enough. I need more.
It was nice. I liked it.
Yeah,
yeah, it was a
I drove home the whole way home with windows down.
My daughter got, I can't remember what night it was, but it was like 9:30 at night. She's like, Dad, can you turn on the fireplace? I'm like, no, we're about to go to bed. Why would I turn the fireplace on? The thing I have to keep an eye on.
Make sure it doesn't burn the house down. Yeah,
why would I turn that on at 9:30 at night?
Ambiance.
She was like, I'm cold. I'm like, then go get a blanket.
Grab a blankie.
The heater's on and set at 71. I don't know why you're cold.
What's tomorrow look like?
Chance of rain.
Rainy. It's going to be rainy and cloudy all day. Probably,
yeah. Still. Not to you guys, because next week it's going to be
or this week that this comes out, will be 76.
That's why I've realized
tomorrow.
It's been really hard for me to, like, when I try to, like, get out any kind of information about something that, like, came out or something that happened, I keep on remembering after I do it, I'm like, fuck, they're gonna see that next week.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'll do something relevant. There's also been times where I said something, and then before the show comes out, a show will come out, like a different show will come out, like the day before, like the Friday before, and it'll talk about that exact thing. I'm like, god damn it.
I mean, that's just gonna happen. I mean
yeah.
Regardless, if this was my full-time job, it would be out tomorrow.
Oh, but, I mean, yeah, I
because we would have recorded this at 9 a.m. and I would have been editing all
night. I am so passionate in the morning. Like, when I wake up, I am very much a morning person. I wake up, I have, like,
I don't want to know about your passions first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Clap cleats, baby. But I don't ask, don't clap tell.
Clap cleats, self-love.
That's why I got two pairs.
That's, I'm not you're going to use ask. The grippy socks on your dick?
I'm not even going to ask how you would work with that.
That's like the only thing I could think of.
And so when he's standing there, his feet don't slide. They don't like, like, you know, his feet don't want to, like, go out, so you can just
don't make a visual.
Yeah, first I get the olive oil. That's essential. Gotta be.
So I gotta do a one shot. I can paint the picture.
Yeah, I'm so oily and fast. They call me Grease Lightning.
Take over mine.
I'm gonna come up with my own. I'm gonna do one.
Are you? You decided you're gonna do one? Huh?
Do one.
Okay.
What are you doing?
A one shot.
Oh. He's gonna do a one shot.
I don't know when, but I'll do one.
He plans on doing one eventually.
Eventually.
Not today. Maybe not today. Maybe not another tomorrow. Day.
Maybe not next year.
Someday.
Someday.
Maybe
or the next day.
Maybe the day after we stop podcasting.
Or the next day. Or the next
That'll day. Be never. We're always going to podcast.
Will we?
I don't know. We'll see.
I probably will in some form or fashion. Obviously,
even if it's me, just me out here talking, I'll do it.
I mean, that's what I'm seeing in my foreseeable future, is just me in a room by myself staring at a wall with a camera.
No, I got to at least have someone to bounce off of. I can't just sit there and talk by myself.
I mean, I do it anyways in my head all day, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, I do too, but I'm not going to put that out in the world.
I will.
No, it's ugly that. Up there.
Listen,
it's ugly.
I've already said enough things and looked enough things up on Google that I have no other career path. I have to do comedy in some form or fashion because everything else will get me canceled. If my Google search history is so bad that my FBI guy turned Catholic and he now prays to Jesus for me every day. Is a very bad issue. Please, Lord, make him stop jerking off to them anime titties. This man needs Jesus.
I have the power of God and anime on my side.
It's true.
I have nothing to add to this. Nothing. My wife's dad's friend, that's who we went to the casino with, and he thinks it's awesome that we do a podcast. He was like, yeah, like he watches it on YouTube and stuff, and his wife was like, put it on my phone and I'll start listening and I'll start sharing on my Facebook and get everyone, like all my friends, to listen or whatever. I was like, okay, cool. And we were riding in the car, he goes, do you ever get like recognized out in public? I was like, I'm not that famous.
God, no.
No.
Not at all. By like people I know. Yeah.
Who recognize me already.
I'm like, I'm not that. I'm not even close to famous.
No,
like,
we don't. I have no level. We have no level.
Like, it'd be cool as fuck.
If you would have said yes, I guarantee you that person would have been like, oh my God, I knew a famous person. And told everyone about you. Yeah, and it would have been famous.
I know a famous podcaster.
Technically, if someone tells everyone about you, technically, I mean,
it kind of semantics. It's there. If people are telling you, yeah,
we're old.
It's already done. All publicity is good publicity.
We're old world famous.
We're basically Kardashians. Yeah.
We're old world famous.
Word of mouth.
We'll get there. I'm not.
No, I'm a Kardashian.
I just told him. I was like, we're not that big.
Sucking
like
dick for money. Right now.
They're not going to recognize me in public.
Mm-mm, no one's going to recognize me.
Not only that, but the only way they'll see me is on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, if you just listen on Spotify, you're not going to know what the fuck I look like. At all.
No, like,
I mean, you might have been able to whenever it was just me and him, because I actually had our pictures on the logo.
Yeah. But now it's just like
that, and it was like, it is like easier to just look at people when it was just you on one side and me on the other. That's what I'm saying. If you look at the recordings, like the camera on this side's so squished in, then we always look a little weird on.
Posture.
Posture check. It's kind of hard when it's cold.
I just do the Dan Carlin hunch.
It's kind of hard anyway. Like, I'm just a natural sloucher.
You hunch.
Well, you can, like, if you lean forward, you just have to remember to, like, keep your back straight when you lean forward.
You got the iPhone neck?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I do.
You got the skull neck?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I have that, like, just looking down, just directly chin to chest. Just, I'm like, oh my God.
I got that little, hump back there from it.
Oh yeah, I got the same. Yeah. It's okay. One day, someone
doesn't help that I got addicted to an iPhone game. So now I'm just like, fuck.
Oh, what iPhone game are you playing?
It's a Dragon Ball Z game.
Yeah. Is it the like?
No.
It's like Final Fantasy.
It's kind of like an AFK kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Because there was one that was like JRPG one of those collection. Style.
Yeah, it was
like,
called Dokkan Battle.
Yeah, I played that one.
That for a little bit, but no, this one's like you get like you put like five people on your team, and then you just
AFK. Fucking,
yeah.
Let it happen.
I mean, you can go in and like do like events and stuff, but like mainly you get the majority of your stuff during an AFK. But I've been addicted to it, and like I think I have like I'm on like four different servers just switching back and forth.
What does servers have to do with this?
It basically starts a whole new game, so I have four different games going.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. I'm one of those fucking losers.
So is there like some sort of like you can only play for so long type situation?
I mean, there's just it gets to a point where like you either you run out of resources that you need to keep leveling up your characters, or there's like a mission that you're gonna have to wait to do to get certain things to progress in that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like, oh, I'm not done playing yet, so let me switch to this other server.
Oh,
yeah. It's pretty cool. I like it.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
You're using up all the bandwidth.
You're taking all the server bandwidth. He's probably like a quarter of the player base.
It's just you.
Just you on like six different servers.
You're fighting yourself.
I literally just went out and bought five iPhones so I could have them all going at once.
And they're all on five servers.
Have you seen the picture of
I have 75 servers going at once.
There's a guy on like a moped, but instead of having like, you know, like the moped with all the mirrors.
He had like Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go. Just phones everywhere in front of him. Just Pokemon Go running.
You make money, dude. Making money.
Yeah, it's like just dog walking, but your phone walking.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that was a thing where it was like Pokemon walking, where like they would walk your eggs for you so they could hatch. God, out of context, you just sound like a fucking idiot.
Can I walk your egg?
I'm just going to pay you. Just put my phone in your pocket and just walk
around. Looking for people to walk my egg?
Well, just think of like...
Must be readily available?
Well, just think of like the real world thing you're asking someone...
I'm not giving someone my phone.
That's what I'm saying. The real world thing you're asking someone to do is like, hey, I'm going to pay you. I want you to take my phone, put it in your pocket, and go like walk a mile.
Yeah, just walk.
And then come back to my house. And I'll give you my money to give me my phone back.
Listen, yeah, first of all...
You just robbed me for my money.
What happens if they don't come back?
Exactly.
You can't file robbery. You gave them the phone.
It's like... No, it's like, officer, I swear, they paid me to take this phone.
This is probably in a country where their moral like code of ethic is very high.
It is
still like Japan.
Even though homeless people look cool as fuck, like they all look like that rogue assassin that like abandoned the military years ago. It's just, like full beard, just
fuck. I wish I could look like that.
No, like when I was in Tokyo, like I was just looking at this guy because this dude was just like full black trench coat, hair like flowing in the wind, just smoking a cigarette, just looking up, not giving a fuck. I'm just looking.
I would
this
always worry I'm gonna get killed if that was the case.
Just a cool Japanese guy.
If he looked like a rogue assassin?
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, that's fair.
Not just a Japanese guy.
Because he looks like the beginning of just a just an anime fight scene.
Just Ronin, yeah, like all the time.
His trench jacket and hair is just flowing in the
just
wind.
Just Ronin's everywhere.
Yeah, I asked one of the citizens about it, and they're like, yeah, he's homeless. I'm like,
I don't know why
cool
I made that noise. I made a fucking laser shot.
You got a laser sword over there, champ?
So I found
just everyone with lightsabers.
I found an old note in my phone that just says playing games while snowed in, internet goes down, Verizon Mafia hit, question mark.
Sounds like you were trying to write some weird
hippie and story. No, I understand what this says now, but it took me a second to be like, what the fuck did I write to myself? So there was an...
But it was an ice storm.
There was an ice
power, and then his internet went out.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
Okay,
and then something with Verizon.
So I
he has Verizon.
So I was playing games while snowed in with my buddy Jan in Slovenia, and I was complaining about my internet. I was saying like, God, like that one company I had, like they just keep on shutting off my internet. I'm sick of it. But my only other choice is fucking Verizon. They had me on a data cap. I'm so sick of having to pay for their shit. And then all of the internet goes down, and I immediately get an email from Verizon saying, let's go over this last year with us. I'm like, oh, fuck.
They know.
They know I was talking shit.
They were listening the whole time.
And it did take me like 2 hours to get my internet back.
But who was phone?
What did the numbers mean?
But who was phone?
What was in the box?
What's in the box? Do I want to make that? No, I don't want to tie that into...
I was so confused how people didn't like. I was so confused how people didn't like immediately think there was a head in that box.
We've had this argument.
We have had this argument.
It's open ended.
It's so obvious to me. I was just like, yeah, of course the head's in the box.
It could have been.
I was upset.
That says a lot about.
It could have been his GameCube.
Could have been his GameCube.
Smashed what's to pieces. What's in the box?
I feel like, smashed to pieces.
I feel like your.
Oh, that would be sad.
I feel like your opinion on what's in the box says a lot about your personality. If you're quick to assume and jump to you like, I know exactly what that is. That's who you are.
No, I sat there and I thought about it. I'm like,
nope, it was 100% his Pokemon collection. Burned to crisp. Burned
yeah. crisp. Yeah.
I just thought about the storyline real quick. And I was like, there's a head in that box.
There could have been.
It was a blue eyes white dragon.
It
was all five pizzas of Exodia.
I'm dead.
It could have been a long con to a joke. It could have been like a horror comedy movie.
I would have loved that to be a comedy.
It was the mask of Ghostface.
Yeah, just some weird bullshit.
It's just Jerry Seinfeld comes out of the box, be like, oh, fucking airplane tickets, right?
What's
the deal with airplanes?
What's the deal with airplanes nowadays?
I mean, come on!
Come on! I'm Jerry fucking Seinfeld. Give me fucking money. He's very funny, actually. I did watch his Last Stand special. It was pretty good.
Dude, I just lost his whole... There was an episode of... because I watched his show, but he had that little... thing I don't know if it was on Netflix or Hulu or what, but it was like comedians in cars getting coffee.
Netflix.
Mm-hmm. And I watched it and I was just like, Jerry, this is where we're at now.
Well, I mean, that's it was literally just like hopping on the bandwagon of like but, a lot of people were doing that.
And that's what I'm saying. That was what one of the guests on that show called him out. He was like, Jerry, this is what you're gonna do? He's like, come on, man, you can do because I mean, I love Seinfeld. Seinfeld is like people talk about like Friends and like Frasier and like all the, you know, 90s sitcoms. Dude, Seinfeld was my sitcom.
Never watched Frasier. I mean, I watched it. Okay, I won't say never. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Never a fan.
Never a fan? It
just wasn't my humor.
That's something I never tried to watch, honestly.
Yeah, just not for. I always had access because they were always playing Seinfeld on Fox. Like we didn't have cable growing up, so it was like Seinfeld.
I think it's just because like Frasier was more like, I want to say it felt like it was more for the older crowd.
Yeah, probably so.
Whereas like Seinfeld or Friends was like, it related to younger people too. Like not related, but like
yeah,
younger people could find it funny.
Yeah.
Whereas Frasier was more like, kind of more of that dry humor where you're just like, the older people are like, huh, that's funny.
So are we saying that I should go back and watch Frasier?
You might like it.
I don't know if you're old Friends. Enough yet.
I do not like Friends. I have made that like 100% Friends. Clear. But
could you be any more set in your ways?
Well, is it one of those situations that feel like you've never liked it, or it's just never
enjoyable to me? Because
least you can see Jennifer Aniston's nipples.
I mean, I could do that with the internet.
I mean, that is fine. But don't you like the experience of working for it? You got to work
without
through the episode
having to bear too. Through.
Yeah, without having to bear through the rest of
we
the
were
show.
On a break.
But no, Friends just never appealed to me. It just never. I don't know. It was like. But I also liked fucking Home Improvement. That show's problematic.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I love that shit.
I've gone back and watched. Yeah, I've gone back and watched it now. Like, because when I first moved back out to the country, like,
he's just smacking women and
didn't have. I mean, just know how races. Just how he like treats his wife is pretty. It's pretty rough.
One of my favorite shows as a kid was Married with Children.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it's like Married with Children. That's the funny part about it.
Yeah,
is the fact that what's funny is like
no one will say anything about. I mean, granted, it's a cartoon, but no one will say anything about Family Guy, Simpsons.
Well, I think that's those already guys, all been said, honestly.
Simpsons did it.
Yeah, but Simpsons Homer treats his wife like shit.
But
Peter treats his wife like shit.
But you have to also remember these guys are both like they're both borderline like disabled. Like
that is true.
Real. I Homer feel like both Peter. Of these
I
men.
Know, yeah. I don't know if Peter's borderline. I think he might but that's the actually thing,
like,
be.
Yeah, he is disabled, and technically in one episode at least.
But,
but I get the helmet, but what? what is it? The floaties on the arm.
Oh yeah,
he goes face first in the soup.
That
it's so fucking, it's so stupid, but so fucking funny. Man. Like you can't deny that even though almost every episode, it's like it's stupid humor.
No, that's
but it just gets you sometimes. It just kicks you in the right place.
It's just I feel like now. I have to wait because like when I was younger, it was like every moment was gold. But then those gold moments got so played out that it has to be a real, real gem for me to get a good one out of like Family Guy or like American Dad.
My favorite, like
Seth MacFarlane stuff, or is it Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like his stuff. It's
American Dad was funny, but like it wasn't. I couldn't get into it like I did Family Guy.
I think it's just the idea of
the Cleveland Show. On the other hand, that was funny.
I think it's just the idea of a show that has to keep going on. It's just like you can like a show can end.
Yeah,
my favorite joke on Family Guy was they were at that it was a Halloween episode and they were in that mansion and like someone kept killing everyone off and
I know which
they were trying to drive away and they were in the car. And as they drove, lightning struck the bridge and knocked the bridge out. And the car went like halfway over. Mm-hmm. And Lois is like, Peter, back up, back up, back up. He's like, no, I thought I'd just drive forward, Lois. Yeah. I figured that was a good idea.
That was so, I don't think he's ever been that straightforward in another episode. And then that joke, I was like, oh my God. He was just like, yeah, yes, Lois. I was just going to go straight forward. Why didn't I think about that?
And then at the end of it, like Lois is like finally walking away. And then like it zooms out to like Peter or Stewie has a sniper pointed at her head. He was like, one day.
I think Stewie's usually the moment. Like Stewie's the reason I watched most of the episodes. But it's like those
are you
shows.
You identify with Stewie?
No.
Yes. No? Yes.
I've never wanted to have sex with a dog once in my life.
That's the cutoff.
I don't believe you.
That's where the show ends. Fine, I'll have a dog as a co-host.
He was like, I knew I bought these clap cleats for a reason.
No.
And you were right. I wasn't fucking anybody.
Oh. You said he didn't have anyone to fuck.
Yeah. Oh.
I told you I was doing doggy style.
We didn't say anything.
Yeah. Doggy clap cleats.
This is where we would typically end the show, but we're not. We're still in the middle.
All the lights just start fading.
You just start shutting everything off. We're in pitch black.
That's fine. That's fine. Everyone just done for the day.
No, my hood's staying down. We're gonna keep going. Did you ever watch Scrubs?
I loved Scrubs.
Yeah, you made me watch a lot of Scrubs.
I love Scrubs.
It's not bad. It's funny, but I just never. I think I don't know. You were always like watching different stuff, and I'm like later into it.
Yeah,
and I'm the type of person who I've got to catch it from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I don't really.
I mean, all you had to do was say something. I would have started all over.
But I was
is that a roll
like,
of quarters in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Laundry day. So, I love that joke.
Eagle.
Every time I have sex, I ring this bell.
But no,
why? And he's just like, did it.
No, it's funny. It has some golden moments, that's for sure.
Very, very memorable.
But also not ones that I got tired of, because I also appreciate Zach Braff, because I probably have a little bit of a crush on Zach Braff.
I do like Zach Braff.
If you want good medical based humor, you gotta watch Children's Hospital.
No, I just go to a physical child's hospital to see humor.
That's like
wow.
That's like scrubs infused with like amphetamine.
Yeah, no, children's hospital is a trip. Oh yeah, my god. It hurts sometimes.
So kids in wheelchairs.
It almost makes me feel as bad as like, when I watched Your Pretty Faces Going to Hell.
It's like that. It's
have you guys watched Your Pretty Faces Going to Hell yet?
No.
I've never even heard of it.
It's on Hulu. I've heard of it. It's Henry Zebrowski is the writer of it. Like, he's the main character on it.
He's talked about on the show. Yeah, hasn't
it's yeah. fucking his. They are like, they live in hell. It's hell, but hell is like a corporate job. And they're all in a corporate office and setting. And realistic. Satan is, you know, I mean, they get tortured. Yeah. They drink like the coffee in the morning is it piss or is it shit? It's just, they have it's a bad just time.
Black coffee, but it's
assuming not something I can watch while children
are 100% something to not watch with your children. There it's is an episode.
Be tough to watch then.
Yeah, no, there is an episode with, it's a gun control episode. But it all starts because these aborted fetuses shoot a demon in hell.
You said Henry wrote this, right?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense now. Yeah.
It's great. It's dark.
This all makes sense. I showed
this to Dan at work and he was, I don't know. I don't think he was offended, but he did not know what to expect.
It's one of those things where it makes you think differently about someone.
I mean, I'll show you it. I'll show you this clip at the end of it. After we get done recording, we can watch, or in between shows, we can watch a little bit of Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell.
Okay.
I'll show you that clip specifically. That's
a lot of hilarious physical comedy.
Yeah, it's like a lot of just goofy ass physical comedy, a lot of like gross gore humor. Like, it's just goofy. It's just dumb. But. Like it's
people
about
just
hell.
Getting whipped nonchalant.
Yeah, like it's like just like, oh, that's what they do every day that they've done for, you know, however many years. So here we are.
I'm getting drunk text messages from a Marine right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's just trying to predict World War III.
Oh, no.
He's like, World War III, front door. And it was like, economic collapse, back door. Am I ready to kill? Probably. It's like, dude, you have an alcohol problem. The only thing you're ready to kill is your liver.
And some brain cells.
Oh, I think those are already dead. Poor bastard.
Marine.
Poor guy.
They beat him out of you.
Yeah.
They beat him out of you.
No, they make you beat them out of yourself.
Speaking about killing, earlier this afternoon, and by afternoon I mean this Tuesday, so last Tuesday for you guys, there was a collision with I believe an SUV and a semi-truck killing 6 high school girls.
Where at? I don't know why that's important.
To Shoma, Oklahoma, I believe.
What?
Who? Where?
I probably mispronounced that. I didn't remember.
Way to be the optimist this week.
Oh, Tishomingo.
Tishomingo,
Oklahoma, yeah.
Damn.
An SUV collided with a bus?
No, with a
semi-truck.
A semi-truck collided with a minivan. Or not a minivan, an SUV, I mean.
Oh, damn.
And yeah, I mean, if you look at the images, I mean, it is...
Yeah.
Like,
no. Yeah.
It looks as if the SUV stayed here, and then the semi truck cartoon style squished it, and then kept going.
Damn.
Like it literally is just.
I'm not
like,
laughing at the story. I'm just laughing at the fact that you said semi truck.
Semi truck. I keep on saying semi truck. I don't know. I can't stop saying semi truck now.
Semi erect.
But the medium, the middle of the SUV is like, oh, like the roof's almost basically touching the ground.
God.
That's insane.
That's sad.
Yeah. Hearts go out to the families of the lost people and all those Ugg boots and the pumpkin spices and being drank this summer. And when not summer, winter. Oh, I fucked up the bad joke. God damn it. I fucked up all the already fucked up jokes. That makes it more fun.
He told a morbid story just to tell.
Just to tell a joke that I fucked up.
Oh my god.
Just to tell a pumpkin spice story and then say summer instead
cancel
of winter.
Cancel us, please.
Cancel
the
us.
The title of this episode is this show is canceled.
This one is this. It won't be.
We already used that before.
No.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know why we should have.
Because if we used it for one, we have to use it for every single time I talk.
Pretty much, yeah.
But if this is like our standard content, then eventually they would be like, we can't cancel them for it. Well, I guess they could cancel us for it.
Yeah, they can absolutely cancel it for us. Cancel us for it.
Oh,
yeah.
Crazy. There's like hundreds of
evidence. Every episode
sexist,
is
racist, misogynistic.
Yeah.
It says here you made a joke about 6 dead high schoolers. Seven dead
no,
high
six.
Schoolers.
Six? It was six.
Wow, I got the whole story wrong.
If you count the fur off of every Ugg boot, it might equal 7.
You made 2 jokes about... about the six dead, the high schoolers, and the tragic accident. How do you plead?
I was
fucking guilty.
I feel bad.
Yeah. The words just got trucked out of your mouth.
I almost made an equally bad joke, and I stopped myself.
Dead in its tracks.
Morality kicked in.
Just anyway, pump the brakes on the
highway. My story is 737 jet with 137 crashes into China mountains.
Wow.
I got an email about that.
Read that. Yeah, we're talking about the dark days today,
super
baby.
Positivity.
Where I'm trying to live.
And I brought up Boeing today, too, so 737.
We're going to end on a high note. Don't worry.
The high note, the peak of the mountain. That's where that plane ended.
Damn.
It doesn't say it hit the peak. You're assuming. We don't make assumptions.
No, well, the plane reached its climax either way.
Oh, no.
oh, no.
It's just going to be really hard to say this city name.
Oh, he's just trying not to be racist.
No. The Boeing 737 was en route from the southwestern city of Kuming?
Kuming. Kuming.
Kuming?
Kuming.
Is it Kuming?
Kuming.
I like Kuming better.
I bet you
do. I like Kuming a lot, yeah. Especially with Black Queens.
Was it her 7th birthday the other day?
That's what they gave me on the 7th day of Christmas.
I can't read the story anymore. I'm sorry. I made a coming joke. I can't do it.
I made a coming joke directly after talking about people dying in China. But at least you kept on the same track of Boeing.
That. Horse rescued from backyard pool in New York.
But then a Boeing 737 crashed into it.
Who could afford a pool people. In their backyard in New York? Well, what city?
It was the Suffolk County, Long Island police responded to a 9/11.
In the suburbs.
What does this horse have to do with
911 call?
That is 9/11. That's a 9/11 call.
9/11 call.
I know. It just sounds weird to say it that way.
Oh, yeah. You can't answer the phone and be like, hi, this is
a horse stuck in a pool cover in a pool on a Pond Road residence. In assistance with the Bohemia Fire Department and Emergency Service Section officers, police were able to rescue the horse from the deep end of the pool through the shallow end. So they guided him.
You can walk a horse to water, but you can't make that motherfucker swim through
it. The horse walked up the stairs into the shallow end of the pool. She did not seem to be injured. So.
Was it their horse?
It doesn't say.
Was it?
It doesn't say.
It's probably their horse.
I mean, we can watch this video.
I mean, like it to not be.
No
it's like in Long Island. Like
Long Island first responders like, to the rescue when a
like
horse
Long Island
got stuck.
Like not even like not even like upstate New York.
Became stuck in the pool outside her home in Bohemia on Saturday.
Bohemia.
Police worked with members of the Bohemia Fire
Department.
This is exactly what you just
said.
It is exactly what you just read.
Post nicely
verbatim
with the officers for a photo op.
She posts nicely.
Penny.
Yes, Penny.
Her name was Penny.
Penny the horse. That
Penny.
Fell.
Penny the horse.
Penny the pool horse.
Poor Penny.
Penny the pool horse.
Penny and the pool horse.
And we all know the long-running show of Wheel of Fortune, right?
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
It's Wheel of Fortune.
Pat Sajak bolted off the stage during an episode of Wheel of Fortune.
Yep.
Sometimes it just hits you.
He bolted off the stage after Vanna White's confession.
They were
doing a
it was a dramatic exit.
They were puzzle and the contestant couldn't solve it, and the puzzle was flavorful dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
And her confession was, I don't make my own dumplings. I use canned biscuits. So he stormed off the stage because he was surprised and shocked.
I feel like anything surprises and shocks Pat Sajak. You could say that the sun rises everywhere in the world and he would run off the stage.
I'm terrified by this news! Right.
This is
everywhere!
Crazy. This is crazy.
What?
Unbelievable.
I'm walking off.
So Vanna was left alone. Like Pat just like left. Oh. He's just gone.
He didn't come back.
She said a friendly goodbye to viewers before she also walked away from the camera.
Goodbye.
Wheel of Fortune fans, seeing the moment unfold on the show, immediately headed over to YouTube to rewatch the funny moment.
Okay. That is clicks right there.
I don't have the YouTube.
They're addicted.
That is a good.
I'm sorry, I did not do
due
diligence.
If they did that, that's a really good marketing idea just to get clicks.
Sometimes, you know, I'm not telling you to do better, but sometimes you just got to do better.
Sometimes you got
to
do better.
Well, you know,
this happened to you?
I didn't.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else to tell you.
This episode brought to you by Bisquick. Making the
best
biscuits.
You know, it's funny because we make chicken and dumplings a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But we use canned biscuits.
Yeah, I usually use canned biscuits.
Who the fuck wants to make their own biscuits?
I mean, if I had the time, I would like to.
I mean, I would too, but I don't have the time.
Exactly.
The time. Think of the time.
Pat Sajak has all the time in the world.
Who's got the time?
Pat,
there's no time.
Pat Sajak, if he wanted to, he could make biscuits during the show and just keep talking into a microphone while he's doing it, and he'd probably get more views.
Biscuit making with Pat Sajak.
All you need is
no.
Oh, yeah. Fortune!
Yeah, like,
this is how you make a biscuit.
He's just like mumbling to himself about the biscuit while the contestants are just talking amongst themselves. It's like, so you just have to flip it here and make sure it doesn't get too burnt in the center here. Spin the wheel! So anyways, if you want to...
With too much butter. There's too much butter in these biscuits.
Oh, that's
damn it, I put too much butter. Just like muttering. God.
I like to get a vowel for how much these biscuits fucking suck.
All it takes is some shortening.
Oh, bankrupt. Damn. Sorry.
I'm making biscuits here! Just spin it!
Anyways, to flip this biscuit real quick. God, what if he just talks like he talks really mean?
I
to
actually
the
watched. This is so the first time I've watched a Wheel of Fortune episode in a long time. I was watching at my wife's grandparents' house, and this lady seemed like she didn't want to touch the wheel at all. Like she was just she reached for it and she was like, "Oh, can I buy a vowel?" And he was like, "Is there something wrong with the wheel?" And she was like, "No." He goes, "You seem scared of it."
You're intimidated by the wheel.
It's big.
Like, 2 rounds later, she finally spun the wheel, and he was like, "Oh, not so scary, is it?"
You've done it.
Congratulations! I'm proud of you.
You've done it. You've spun the
wheel. You've overcome your fears.
Wait a minute. Didn't she have to have spun the wheel in the first place to be able to buy a vowel?
No, you can buy a vowel without. Oh wait, yeah, you're right.
How the turns have tabled.
Did you guys see the episode of the Another Feather in Your Hat episode?
No.
Oh my god. I watched this episode and then I had to see it again because I watched it. Oh, I was somewhere. I think I was like at a restaurant where they just had it on the background. I was just staring at it. And these people, like, there was 3 contestants and so they have the full words of another and feather and they're missing the I and your in. They're missing the you and your and the H and the T and hat. Everything else is filled. And they just keep on trying to figure out what this is. And they couldn't figure out what the word hat was. So they kept on being like...
Could have been cat.
They tried C and then they tried...
Could have been bat.
They tried bat.
Could have been cap.
So, but they got all the letters up to... Cause
did you say fap?
I said fat.
Oh, could have been fap.
They eventually filled it in all the way to hat. So all they were missing was H and T.
I was just making sure you didn't take my joke.
H and T. Hot Topic.
Wait, I just realized I got the word wrong.
We do a lot of research.
Well, in my defense, to remember it, I was literally looking up just the picture of the missing letters. And then I fucked it up myself. But no, so in the episode, they got all the way to lap, and they tried H for hat. And then they saw, oh, actually, no, because they already have the H and the T.
It's cap.
They went through all 3 of them and they would not finish the sentence. They were looking at it and they were like, we can't finish the sentence. So he just kept on spinning for letters. The one guy got passed on 3 times. He landed on miss a turn 3 times. And then when it finally got back to him and he was like, I would like to finish it, please.
Sounds like my luck anytime I need a really good roll for something.
He was like the only guy that knew it. He's just sitting there. He's like, you gotta be kidding me.
I get a good roll when it's like, oh, what do you see in this room?
Yeah. But ignore it's like, that.
Hey, do something important, but I'm not gonna spoil it because I almost did. But I won't.
Such good stories going on.
I get a 3.
Anyway,
you wanna close this out?
I think it's about closeout time.
Yeah.
No, I'm asking if you want to close it out.
Would you like to end the sentence? Would you like to finish the sentence?
Does anyone want to close it out? Yeah. I mean, I will if you don't want me to.
Nah, I feel like it's just tradition that you do.
I'm trying to elaborate. Elaborate.
Dude, do you know how much talking I do on the other goddamn show?
I'm trying to broaden our horizons.
I'm broadening your horizon.
Thank you all for watching. Remember to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon. Remember to tickle that notification bell. Make sure that if you can, leave us a comment on whether you like it or not, what you want to see, whether you don't like our hats, don't like our faces, want to see our toes dipped in mud and then played with a little bit. Just gotta let us know what you want to see for content, and we'll probably do it if you give us money for it. Anyways.
No, I won't.
I wish I would have just closed it out myself. No.
We're going to be out here 35 seconds ago.
Peace and love.
Toodaloo.
Toodles.
Bye.
Miss you.